Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're staying maddeningly on the surface of the planet Earth because we have to go to a law court. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, is here. Bob, Blue Origin is involved in a lawsuit, and you observe that this is unhappy-making to everyone. Why do you also observe that it means that Blue Origin might be unserious? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, all right, so to give a quick background for the listeners, Blue Origin had been competing for a contract with NASA to make a manned lunar lander to go to the moon as part of the Artemis program. And when the contract was awarded, they lost. SpaceX's Starship got the contract. Blue Origin went, protested to the government, to the GAO. The GAO told them, no, go jump in a lake. You lost legitimately. Yours was a high bid. It was not technically as good. There was absolutely no reason for NASA to give you the award you the contract. So they lost that protest. So now Blue Origin has filed a lawsuit with the government trying to get NASA to dismiss this contract award and reissue the bidding. And so why do I consider this lawsuit makes Blue Origin appear to be a very unserious company? It's because Blue Origin and Jeff Bezos' company back up until about 2016 or so had looked very similar to SpaceX. They were bending metal, they were building, they were doing lots of flight tests, they were with their New Shepard rocket. It looked like they were really gung-ho towards making this company a competitor with SpaceX by actually doing things. And then Bezos, because he was focused at Amazon, hired a new CEO who took over the company and decided they weren't going to do anything. They were going to focus on other things. And so for four-plus years, this guy, Bob Smith, devoted no money to building hardware to test their BE-4 engine. They got nothing done. They weren't able to get that engine flight-worthy. It's now well behind schedule because of that. And that's the engine they need to get their rockets launched, as well as ULA's rockets launched. They did no test flights of New Shepard practically for 4 or 5 years, one a year at most. They really slowed things down. And so this company, when it bids against SpaceX, is working from a weak position because while SpaceX is actually flying hardware, they're not Blue Origin is not accomplishing anything. And so to make a lawsuit at this point, having lost the contract bid as well as lost the protest, makes them look ludicrous. It makes it look like this is a company that's not interested in actually demonstrating its capability by building rockets and spaceships, but it looks like a company that wants to focus its effort on playing games in the courts. And so I look at this and say this behavior makes them seem less appealing when next comes a bidding contract with NASA or the Space Force. Why should they pick this company over someone like SpaceX when SpaceX is building things? All you're going to get is lawsuits from Blue Origin. And so now, having said all this, I really hope Jeff Bezos, who's now taken back control of the company, at least he's now focused on it since he's not at Amazon anymore, maybe he can get this company fixed. They've got plenty of resources with his money, and there's no reason why they can't be a real competitor in the space market, but they've got to start to get themselves out of the courts and start to actually get themselves into the engineering factory and start building things.
Bob, I wonder, it's a guess, I wonder if this is a difference in culture between the retail space, which is Amazon, and Bezos' skill set, and the space engineering space, which is about dreams and vision and forward motion.
John. I'll tell you why I don't think so. Because to get Amazon going, he had to put together a really good, intelligent, operational, make it happen, management, company that really worked, that made things happen. And for the first decade or so of Blue Origin, when he was more focused on the company, they were making things happen. They were doing vertical land. They did vertical landing of a rocket before SpaceX did. They got it done a few months before. And so this company had been moving aggressively. I think the problem's been that Bezos has been kind of captured by the Washington swamp to a certain extent. And he's thinking in terms of the old big space companies. You can't build anything until you win a contract. When you lose a contract, it's never your fault. And that's the thinking of the big space companies, and that's why they're losing to SpaceX. And he's got to change that. He's got to go back to brass tacks, really build and make something happen. If he could do it at Amazon, there's no reason why he can't do it in space.
Boeing is the military-industrial complex. That's why all those bombers. Boeing is also part of big space. And right now, Boeing has a commercial enterprise. It's called Starliner that failed. Is one thing, but failed where it did suggests quality control or indifference or bad luck. What is this, Bob? How can you fail on the launch pad?
Yes, so Boeing has its Starliner capsule, which is supposed to be a private, capsule. They're providing service. It's supposed to provide fairing service for NASA to ISS, but they could also use it for other things, just like SpaceX is using its Dragon capsule, same way. And they have this contract. In order to get this thing operational, they've got to do a demo flight unmanned to ISS and bring it back. And once they've done that, they can then do a demo manned flight, and then they can become operational. Well, they tried to do an unmanned demo flight a year and a half ago, and it had so many problems that after launch they had to abort. It didn't dock with ISS. They spent a year and a half trying to fix the software problems. There were like 60 software issues that were uncovered, which suggests, once again, no quality control operates through Boeing. No one went to check this software to make sure it really worked. They got those fixed, and they got this thing back on the launch pad about a week and a half ago, and they were 4 hours from launch, and when they wanted to did a routine test of the valves in the propulsion system in the capsule. There's 24 of these. Well, what happens? 13 won't open out of 24. 13, not one, 13. All right, so they tried to see if they could figure out the problem on the launch pad. They decided they had to roll it back into the assembly building. Well, late last week, they had a press conference and announced that they managed to get some of those valves working properly, but they don't like the situation, so they're going to take the capsule off the rocket and bring it back to their rocket construction facility, manufacturing facility at the Cape, where they can really take the thing apart and figure out what went wrong. Now, there's hints they think it was because there were lightning storms on the Cape while the thing was sitting on the launch pad, but I think that's absurd because rockets experience these kind of environmental conditions all the time. What if really makes Boeing look bad? It just makes them look like a company that doesn't have any quality control and can't get things to work properly. That for 13 out of 24 valves to suddenly not work suggests either a fundamental design failure. Remember, this is a capsule. This is heritage engineering going back to the 60s. They're not making a space shuttle. They're not making Starship. They're just making a capsule. We've been building these since, these were 60s designs. So valves not working, something's really wrong here, and they better get it straightened out. I really think that if this contract had existed, had been up for bid now, Boeing would not win the contract right now.
Bob, not win it now? Wow.
Yes, I will tell you this, that a year and a half ago, in the bidding for the Lunar Lander contract, Boeing was one of the original bidders. Well, in the first round, where they narrowed the number of choices down to three, which included SpaceX and Blue Origin, Boeing came in last. And in the decision-making, the NASA management said, we are basically not going to take any Boeing bid seriously from this point on until they get their act straightened out. That was with the Lunar Lander contract. They basically said, we're not going to even consider their bids anymore because they're so bad. It was so bad here. So if they would have bid on Starliner now, I have serious doubts NASA would take them very seriously because they're having so many problems here. It's a really bad thing. I want them to straighten it out, but they got to do it.
We got a soul. This is really good news. Because there was, once upon a time, a company in Florida named OneWeb that failed. And yet, it found a hero to ride to the rescue, and now it has South Korea to ride to bigger rescue. What's happened, Bob?
What's happened? Well, OneWeb was a company that it's building a constellation in orbit of satellites to provide internet service to the world, essentially. And so they've gotten about a third of their constellation up in orbit right now. They're a direct competitor with Starlink, SpaceX's company. They went bankrupt about 2 years ago because their main investor pulled out. So over a period of time, they went into a bankruptcy. Their company was saved, a partnership between the UK government, United Kingdom, and investors in India put in the money to bring the company back to life. Well, since then, more investors have shown up, and now a South Korean conglomerate called Hanwha has invested $300 million in private capital to join the company, and they're joining a bunch of other companies. And so what's happening now is this company now has plenty of capital and is going to be building. It's going to have a launch in a few more days to continue assembling this constellation in orbit. This is a solid company right now, and it appears they really do wish to compete with SpaceX aggressively.
The mystery of the hole drilling in a Soyuz capsule never solved, except we have a suspect. Who is it, Bob?
Well, no. What we have is the Russians trying to lay blame on an American astronaut, accusing that American astronaut of drilling the holes in the capsule while she was in orbit so that she could encourage. She was sick with something else, they say, and she wanted to get back to Earth quickly. So by drilling the holes, she would encourage them to bring her home faster. That's the Russians' accusation. It's actually an implausibly stupid accusation, and the evidence they bring up to make that accusation is really not very useful, really believable. The biggest issue they make is that the way the drill holes and the drill damage was done suggested it was done in weightlessness. Except the fact is that if you were drunk on Earth, it would look the same. Other aspects of this are just really, it's pretty low. I think the Russians are trying to deflect from their own problems on the ground.
My memory, Bob, is that quite some time ago, they said they'd solved it. Is that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they did say that. Your memory is exactly right, but they also said they weren't going to tell anybody what the solution was. Now, if they weren't going to tell then, that implies something wrong. Once again, they now claim that this couldn't have happened on the ground because they do vacuum tests of the capsule before launch, but that's never been true, or at least it's never been true as they describe it. They do the vacuum tests, but there's plenty of time between the test and the launch for someone to have gotten into this capsule and done the damage. So that's just ridiculous. It is really much more likely that a low-level employee dissatisfied by low pay and bad working conditions and upper management corruption in Russia, all real facts, got a little bit drunk and did this in the capsule. There's also the patch that was put on. That patch was almost certainly not done on the space station. If their argument is true, this woman, astronaut, would not have patched it at all. She would have drilled the holes and had the leak start very slowly, as it would have been, very slow leak. Instead, patch it, no. This is Russian silliness.
Sherlock Holmes is waiting in the wings for this. Bob, we're going to mention Branson. Just a couple of sentences, okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, very quick. Very quick, John. And now that he got a lot of big press play over his suborbital flight last month, he immediately went out and sold 10 million more shares of Virgin Galactic to pull in $300 million in cash and lower his ownership to the company down to only 18%. He's basically getting out when the getting's good.
Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going space exploring next. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.